DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill in Bonn. Lawmakers in the United States have voted in favour of a bill to stave off the so-called fiscal cliff. After months of debate, the House of Representatives approved a Senate-backed deal to prevent huge spending cuts and tax hikes from kicking in.
On this vote, the yeas are 257, the nays are 167. The motion is adopted. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The new legislation will allow tax increases for high earners and delay spending cuts for 2 months. Speaking minutes after the deal was agreed, US President Barack Obama praised Democrats and Republicans for reaching a consensus. But he warned that more needs to be done to rein in spending.
I think we all recognize this law is just one step in the broader effort to strengthen our economy and broaden opportunity for everybody. The fact is, the deficit is still too high, and we're still investing too little in the things that we need for the economy to grow as fast as it should.
Republicans had demanded spending cuts as part of the deal, but dropped their bid after a lack of support. The president is expected to sign the bill into law shortly. The Ivory Coast has begun 3 days of mourning for 61 people crushed in a stampede at a New Year's Eve fireworks display. Many of the victims were children. Witnesses said police had tried to control the crowds at a stadium in the capital where the display was being held, triggering a panic. President Alassane Ouattara visited the injured on Tuesday, where he described the event as a national tragedy.
I offer my condolences to all the victims' families and to all of those affected. Today is a day of mourning.
The president has announced that an investigation into the cause of the disaster is underway. The display had been designed to symbolise a new beginning after 2011's civil war. Tuesday's accident is believed to have been the worst of its kind since a stampede killed 18 people at a soccer stadium in the capital in 2010. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. 7 aid workers have been killed in northwestern Pakistan. Local officials say the victims were leaving a children's community centre where they worked when the vehicle they were travelling in was gunned down. 6 of the victims were women, most of them teachers. The 7th was a male doctor. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack, but police said they're investigating links to Islamist militants. They're also considering a possible tie to a recent spate of killings of polio vaccination workers in the country. Despite repeatedly denouncing the vaccination campaign, the Taliban has denied any links to the attacks. Syria has been hit by nationwide airstrikes. Government warplanes bombed opposition-held areas of the capital, Damascus, while troops and rebel fighters clashed on the ground. According to the Britain-based activist group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, at least 69 people were killed across the country on Tuesday. The continued violence has cast doubts over United Nations Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi's ability to find a negotiated end to the 22-month conflict. Activists say at least 46,000 people have been killed since the uprising began in March 2011. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has delivered the nation's first televised New Year's address in 19 years. He called for a radical boost to the country's economy. He also appealed for an end to the confrontation with neighbouring South Korea. The two nations are technically still at war in the absence of a peace treaty to end their 1950 to 1953 conflict. Kim Jong-un's grandfather, Kim Il-sung, was the last North Korean leader to give a New Year's speech. His father, Kim Jong-il, who died in 2011, rarely spoke in public. And turning to sports now, Norway's Anders Jakobsen has won his second stage of the Four Hills ski jump event in Germany's Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Jakobsen produced jumps of 131 and 143 metres for a total of 277.7 points. The highest place of the day was Germany's Andreas Wellinger, who was in ninth place overall. The competition now moves on to Austria for the final two events. For more news and information, please visit our website. This is Charlotte Chelson-Pill for Deutsche Welle News.